Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing this morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
What's going on, man?
Oh, you know, just on the phone with Tex Bonin, talking just a little bit, seeing how he's doing.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, Tex. Always good conversations with him.
Always.
5 a.m. in the morning.
You got it. We're fixing to do some conversing with him here real shortly. All right, Johnny B, let's go to him. Let's go see what's going on with Tex Bonin up at Lake Conroe this morning. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey and John. Yeah. You got a good team there, Mickey.
You bet, man.
Not a problem. Hey, it's just another good day in paradise up here on Conroe.
Yes, it is.
You know, the children and everybody has come off of vacation and children's in school. And I fished, I think it was Tuesday, Mickey, and I was impressed. I saw two boats come by me on Tuesday, and I mean, that's all. I mean, the lake belonged to me. After Labor Day, the lake belongs to the guides then, you know, because we're about the only ones circulating out there every day and everything. And the fishing was good. I won't say excellent, but good for this time of year, Mickey. It's hot, you know, and everything. And, I think it was Tuesday I recorded 90.1 surface temperature.
Goodness.
That's the first time I've done it. You know, it's probably happened before when I wasn't on the lake, but 90.1. And I've seen 93 on Conroe before. So you never know. It wasn't this year, but in years past, I've seen 93 on there. And, I always call you could poach an egg out there. But fishing was good, Mickey, and I think everybody's overlooking the fish some. I'm going to put it out there, man, even at 90.1. This was out in the lake in several places, and other times it was down at like 89.5 or something like that. But I've been watching that real close, and what it is, I mentioned last week, I think, the little spawners that spawn hatched out, and I'd say it's all kinds of, you know, different fish, even shad. But they are right on the surface, little balls of bait fish, I call it. And fish are starting to peck at them, and everything, you'll see a good fish hit now and then. And what it is, those little ones, they're kind of in the shore of the mornings. But then they're migrating out toward deep water, and you can see those little clouds of them like that, and while the fish are working on them. And we used a bobber, Mickey, and I used a green worm, and we fished about 2.5 foot deep. And we was around rocks. I didn't fish bulkhead this time. And I'll give it away, you know, I'm part of it, but we had some great fun around rocks and concrete, put it that way. And I had the husband and the wife and had the grandpa and a six-year-old, and it was all about that six-year-old. He just about reeled all the fish in, but they would hook it and hand it over to him. And anyhow, I had 18 bream, and I'm talking pitcher bream. And we had 19 catfish, and this little boy just about real. It was, like I said, his last trip. He's going to school, and he just about reeled every one of them in. We had him wore out, but that's what it's all about, Mickey. And you know, the lake producing fish. Yeah, that was one of my better trips in a while here. We've been kind of down. I've been on the zero deal instead of the hero deal. And it perked up real good. And we're going again this morning and tomorrow. And weather doesn't run us off. I hadn't even looked at weather this morning or anything. But if it doesn't run us off, we're going to be out there trying the same thing. And I am going to bait up a few of these places, and it seems to help hold the bigger fish in there like that and everything. But I look for us to have a good trip, Mickey, and we'll be baiting it up and fishing and the same thing tomorrow. And try that same pattern, and I've always got my deeper catfish holes if fish don't cooperate up shallow or the wind's too rough or something other. We'll move out on one of them deep places and try them out there. And usually that's later in the morning, a lot of times, maybe 10 o'clock, 10:30 or something before we try and move to the deep stuff. A lot of times that sun drives those shallow fish down to cover then, and they quit biting on us. But yeah. I can't complain about it, Mickey. And outside of that, hey, I got the old hunting ATV buggy in the shop yesterday, and let him work on it. He said, we're already getting busy. And I said, I thought I was going to be on the first of the stuff, you know. And he said, no.
You're probably late to the party on that deal,
bud. I'm late to the party, he said. He said them dove hunters and bow hunters and everybody else are all getting ready, you know. But anyhow, I got it in the shop, and it doesn't matter so much now that get something done, you know.
Yeah.
But my gosh, we got it on our mind anyhow, Mickey, and it'll just get more intense as we go. You and I know, Bill, talking about bow hunting and about dove hunting, and I'm not going off on any of the trips. I know Mike, Captain Mike Defcoat and them's all going, and I could go if I wanted to, but I'm going to lay low. I've been spending too much money.
Boy, I'm telling you.
And my daughter's doing.
That's a lot easier to run out of than bait these days.
That is. And my daughter's doing great. Had it that bout
with
cancer. And she's got radiation coming up here real soon. But she's out working for the Postal Service right now and hanging in there with it. So we're looking positive and thinking positive, Mickey. And go from there, my guy.
Well, these treatments must be getting better, because remember back in the day when people were in, you know, going through those treatments, they were like the walking dead. They didn't have any energy to do anything.
Right, and she's a fighter, but I tell you what, some of the two bouts of that chemo knocked her for a loop, I want you to know, for a few days, and she'd bounce back, and like I said, and trying to keep the hours going with the Postal Service there, so you get that stuff going. But anyhow, she's a fighter, and we've got positive thoughts on everything.
Well,
so
I'm glad.
Got to go for that.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all got a ray of hope anyway.
Yes, sir, you bet. And outside of that, Mickey, we're thinking hunting some. And in fact, I'm going to load the mower up today. We're going to be fishing today this afternoon. I'm going to load the mower up and have it ready and make a dash to the deer lease and mow our camps and stuff like that, and get where we can go over and spend a day or a night or something. Other.
Yeah, get all them snakes and critters away from the house.
You got that right. You got that right.
Well, I've been seeing a lot of feedback on snake movement right now. You know, a lot of copperheads being killed, and
yes, sir.
It's people need to watch out. It's getting that time of year too where they get pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I tell everybody, Mickey, we're going to go over and have a rat killing and a snake killing.
Yeah.
It sounds kind of gross, but it has to be done on these deer leases like that, you know. And
well, they go hand in hand. The rats are what attracts the snakes.
Yes, sir, you're right.
It's kind of like down in bird country down there where I hunted Blaine's, you know. That's bird country, quail and all that. And
it is, yes.
Wherever you have a lot of birds, you're going to have a lot of snakes. Rattlesnakes.
You got it. That is, and it is something, man. But we go over and we're real cautious, and until we get everything cleaned up pretty good and all, then you still just need to keep an eye out, because you never know.
Y'all ever have them get into the cabin or anything?
A chinging snake, and that's been it. But the other stuff, we haven't. And like I said, I've been close. It's like I got a shed there I got a pretty good sized barbecue pit there, and I got a shed for it.
Yeah.
And when I run by it with a lawnmower this last time, well, I'd slowed down, and I could hear one rattling, put it that way inside
man.
That tent.
Oh, Lord.
And we stopped it and got off, and, of course, the truck wasn't very far, had a pistol, and we took care of it.
When I was young, I remember we'd leave Galveston on Sundays. If the surf was calm, we'd wade the surf and everything down there at our bay house at Bay Harbor. And my dad had always, he'd mow the yard before we'd leave to come back to Baytown. And we had this mimosa tree out there, and there was this huge rattlesnake, like a 6-footer. That thing was big around as my arm. It was coiled up there when he walked by it, and he saw it. So he turned around with a lawnmower and just run the lawnmower up on it, and the lawnmower stalled and didn't even kill that snake. Bent the shaft, ruined the lawnmower, and he told me, run up in the house and go upstairs and get me that 410 out of there. So I went up and got it, and I just put one bullet in, or, you know, one shell, and it was one of those little breakover 410s. I brought it down to him, and he missed it with the first shot. He was so rattled and nervous and shaking and everything. Yeah. And so I had to run back upstairs, and he said, get two or three this time. And then he got him on the next one. But that was a big one. I'll never forget that. Man, that had a head on it as big as my fist. If that would have popped him when he walked by it mowing with that lawnmower, chew.
Well, you know, years ago I had one bite the front tire of a lawnmower, and I bailed off to the side. I went and found a pipe for it, you know, a metal pipe there. It was at the campsite then, but he bit the front tire of that mower. And you could hear him rattling then. I wouldn't pay any attention to stuff like that, you know, but I bailed off of it with it running.
I can't blame you.
So, but it was something, you know, but you never know. But mostly around our camps, we got a big lake across the road there from us there. It's not 75 yards from the camps. And the river gets into those lakes, and like I said, I know them rattlesnakes come from way up north on the Trinity River, and they float down on these logs and drifts and stuff like that. And if that happens to stop in one of the bends of the river, that's where they probably end up off of it at. And that's how we get them in our river bottom like that, you know. But it's really something. But anyhow, we're hoping we'll dry on up. Trying to work the roads over there a little bit, and maybe we'll have a good start of the season. Rain starts in, again.
Maybe we'll have a drier winter. If we get a cold winter, it'll be dry. Yeah. So, all right, Tex.
Okay, buddy. Not a problem. I'll send the number out, 713-252-4290, and Lake Conroe Fishing Guides.com. You'll find me on there, Old Tex with the Texas Guide Service.
All right, Tex. So, have a good one, man.
Mickey, y'all have a good weekend
too.
And we're going to be busy a little bit, and then it'll be hunting season going pretty soon here.
Yeah, it will. I'm ready.
Hey,
put me in.
Y'all take care, guys.
All right, buddy. See you.
Bye bye.
All right, take care. Tex Bonin up on Lake Conroe.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, darling, sleeping on the blacktop. Hey, darling, running through the trees, honey. Hey, darling, leaving for the next town. Lesson my sense catches up with me.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 519 right here in the Bayou City on a Friday morning. Here we go. Let's run up Richland Chambers Way, and let's talk to our good friend Royce Simmons, see what he's up to this morning. Hey, Royce, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Putting a couple extra bottles of water in the ice chest for this morning.
Yeah, you might want to do that.
You know what, though? I was watching the TV news last night, and about this time next week, They're talking, 10 to 15 mile an hour northeast wind and temperature in the high 80s.
Yes, sir. Bring it. I'm ready.
It's going to bring that little football field to the field, F-E-E-L, to the air, and maybe get these 100-degree days behind us. I hope so.
Oh, man.
It's not bad in the mornings, you know, until about 10, 10:30 or 11, but time you come in and start your fish cleaning and you're up on the land instead of out on the water, it just sucks it out of you. It drains me. I used to could handle this heat a little better than what I'm doing this year and last year, but I guess it comes with the territory.
I'm with you.
You been fishing any?
No, I didn't fish this week. I didn't have any trips, and got to start back up next week. Starting to get busy.
Kind of unusual. Usually when school starts, and it kicked in gear on a lot of the school districts week before last up here, and then this week for just about everybody, our business just slows to a halt. But fished, I think, 4 or 5 days last week. I fished Monday, Tuesday. I skipped yesterday and then got trips today and tomorrow, and we're catching fish, but, you know, we're having to kind of work for them. I guess it's just a combination of everything. It's that time of the year. It's summertime. It's a little bit hotter than normal. Thermocline set in, and, you know, all the excuses that guys can pick apart. That we're getting a box of fish, but I'm having to work for them, I guess, is the issue.
Yeah.
Well, you got any other freshwater report guys reporting in the last few days or week over?
Yeah, they're going through the same thing. They're having to work for their fish, and you know, the guys that are the catfishing still holding up. It's real good. I talked to Randy Dearman last week up on Rayburn. I think it was last Friday, maybe Saturday.
Right.
And they're still getting their crappie, but you know, it's slowed way down. They're getting
down
50 to 70 a day instead of that 100 a day. And
but
they're catching some nice labs, you know.
Yeah. That's the same thing, just substitute white bass for crappie. You know, back a month ago, even in the earlier part of the summer and stuff, we were still whacking them pretty good. And then we went through the little couple, 2 or 3 weeks period of some good topwater action, and now it started to just almost non-existent, little pop-up teaser schools, I call them. So we're fishing just that pattern you get into in the latter part of summer when the water stratifies. We move up the creeks to these humps and ridges and points and catching just almost any fish that we catch less than 15 foot of water. They just, I guess, pushing that bait up into that water zone that has the oxygen and the temperature.
Going to ask you. You brought it up. So I guess that creek water up those little fingers like that, I guess the water's more oxygenated and a little bit cooler and holds the bait and naturally the fish.
You'll pull up on some of those points, and we call them cattle humps. The story I was told way up the Richland arm where these are, but before there was a lake, apparently the ranchers built some humps so when the creeks flooded, you know, the cows could get up out of the water, literally.
Oh, okay.
And these humps will come up out of 20 or 25 foot water, but top out at about 10 foot. And you don't think of fish in the middle of the, or late summer even, being in that shallow of water, but you'll pull up on those humps, your graph just goes dark from the amount of bait that's there. And that's what's pulling, I guess, the fish in there too, both the bait and the oxygen. And still dropping slabs. Every once in a while you get a little topwater action on some of those humps, but most of it's slab fishing and going through a lot of smaller fish too to get our box. But, you know, you still got action all morning just about, and you get your box of fish by the time you get through with your trip. And just kind of waiting around for that little first cool spell that kind of changes everything and gets them back down on the main lake again. But
right.
We're burning a little gas, finding our fish, and I guess I ought not complain because it is August. So
yeah, that's true.
It's darn near the time you mentioned that I'll start doing a little bit of that late summer and then on through almost all of October, that crappie brush pile fishing. And the reports I'm getting from my buddies is it's kind of strange. They're catching fish, but it's more a late morning, almost midday bite on crappie. and sitting out in these brush piles, and a couple of them got canopy over their boat, you know, at least get a little coolness. But folks that aren't fishing brush piles and are fishing crappie are underneath the bridges by about 9:30 or 10 o'clock in that shade. So, you know, you adapt to whatever summer throws at you. And, you know, good news is we're still catching fish. Lake's in great shape. We're less than 1 foot low, and we're near the end of the summer. So it's good. Water temperature is about 88, 89 degrees. And whites are still biting, crappie so-so, and I hadn't got the catfish bait out yet, but it won't be too long before we start doing a little bit of that, too. So kind of pick your poison almost for the next month or so.
You know, I remember not that many years ago, I talked to you this time of year, and that lake would be 7 or 8 feet below pool.
Oh, goodness. You know, by the end of August, because the regional water district, Tarrant County, that's Fort Worth, that built it, they suck about 70% of the water that Fort Worth, Arlington uses out of this lake. They apparently like to use it versus some of the other lakes because it's, I guess it takes less dollars to purify it, make it drinkable or whatever, because it's such a good, clean lake. It's not impacted by a river like the Trinity or whatever.
Right.
And you just don't have that...
That Richland Arm, that feeds off of Trinity and then comes to your lake, or how does that work?
No, there's a little lake called Navarra Mills, the other side of Corsicana, that's where the Richland Creek actually begins. It's about 50 miles off from where it enters into the lake, and then the Chambers Arm actually begins at a little lake south of Dallas called Bardwell and flows through the countryside. So the Trinity never...
Okay.
It never impacted at all. When the dam is open, about 2 miles below the dam is where the water empties into the Trinity and then goes on down to,
right.
You know, ultimately you guys, Livingston and then the bay, I guess.
That's it. That's it, man. All right, Royce. Well, it was good to hear from you this morning.
You bet.
Glad I got a hold of you. And if somebody wants to come up and fish with you and Adam, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You bet. 903-389-4117. GoneFishing.biz, and we got some openings. We can put them on the lake and catch a few fish.
All right, my friend.
Have a good weekend.
Royce, good talking to you. You do the same.
Bet.
Thank you, sir. All right, later. All right, that's Roy Simmons up on Richland Chambers. Let's go ahead and run on down to Texas City. We got a few minutes here, a couple of minutes to get started with Texas City Dave, and we'll just do a break in the middle of his conversation. I'm sure he's good for it. Dave, good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, Mickey. Good morning to you and everybody out there in the fishing world.
That's us, baby. That's us. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Mickey, except those Astros tend to give me heartburn. It's gotten the last few days. I've had to take a couple of Tums before the game starts, and then about before it's over, you know, when they put in the relievers and things start going south in a hurry, I have to pop a few more of those Tums.
What happened last night? I went to bed. It was 6-0. We only had to get them out one more time. We were coming up to bat again. We were in the bottom of the eighth when I went to bed.
We once again tried to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. It was 6-0, as you mentioned. And then they put in that I can't remember the guy's name. He was involved in one of the trades here late. But anyway, he gave up a home run, a two-run homer, and then ended up giving a Singleton home run. It was 6-3, and that wasn't interesting enough. So we put in Osuna, and then Osuna said, well, I think I'll just walk a guy on four pitches and see if we can really kind of mix it up a little bit. And,
And
before it was all over, he threw a fastball out there to that guy, and he hit one that took every bit of the park up all the way to the fence. And our right fielder, Reddick, snatched that dude right at the yellow line. So, yeah, that was something there. Like I say, I had to eat a couple more times. I mentioned to my wife how
– I'm glad I went to bed now. I wouldn't have been able to go to sleep after that.
Oh, man, it's been tough. I told her, I said, man, these Astros is – it's giving me heartburn. She said, well, at least it ain't gas. I said, well, all right, that's all right. But anyway, yeah, they keep it interesting, but by golly, they're still up there. And holding down the first
Yeah, you
place.
Saw where Oakland, the A's swept the Yankees, so we're getting closer to having that best record in the American League. So, Oakland,
yeah,
thank you very much. And I don't even have to look at playing them again. I think we got to play them one more time.
Yeah, I think we still got about a 7-game lead, and then they've been whooping up on the Yankees, and I think they got us within one game of being tied up on the win. So I don't know how we set up on wins and loss together.
The Yankees go to L.A. now to play the Dodgers, so hopefully the Dodgers will sweep them and get us that home field advantage lead we need, and our guys can get it together and just keep on winning like we've been doing. Hey, Dave, hang on. Let me take my break real quick, and I'll come back to you, and we'll finish this conversation. Is that fine? You got time for that?
I'll do it.
All right, bud. Hang with me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I love that client told me one day that they're coming back with plug, and I think they're out in the Gulf. It's just super rough, and it was real sketchy. The storm got caught between the storms, and everybody got their life shaken. So one of the guys asked James, he says, "You think we're gonna die? You think we're gonna make it?" And he says, "Well, if we're gonna die, it's a good day to die." Or something like that.
We have a little coffee bar in our bedroom, and I spilled a bunch of coffee grounds in the carpet. So I go off in the closet, and I get one of these little electric brooms. Anyway, I go over there, and I'm trying to suck those coffee grounds up, and I'm used to my shop vac, which will suck up nails and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm over there trying to suck that darn coffee grounds up, and it wasn't doing too good of a job. But out of frustration, I yanked the darn cord out of the wall. And all I meant to do was toss that dang thing over on the bed. And when I did, the cord went up and got caught in the ceiling fan in the cathedral ceiling. And that vacuum cleaner was whirling around.
Swinging around. It looked like
breaking. And when I yelled a couple of expletives, my wife runs in the room.
Early morning sickos, living an outdoor dream. They hunting, fishing all the time, and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, let's head back down to the Tech City Dike and talk some more with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont. I'll just call him Texas City Dave. All right, Dave, we are back, my friend.
All right. Well, here I am sitting on the Texas City Dike. I made my way out to the very end, and I watched some fellas tossing some plastic out there at some fish in the water with their lights and generators are going, and I watched them haul in a couple of fish. I couldn't make out whether they were specks or sand trout, because quite honestly, this time of the morning, I see spots on everything. But it's it could have been a couple of smaller speckled trout. They was tossing most of the stuff back, but anyway, the water looked pretty good. And so then I turned on around and headed on back down here and stopped in at one of these ramps. We haven't had too much activity this morning as far as folks being out here launching. But as Captain Tommy mentioned a while ago, there is some thunder bumpers. I see some lightning down south and west of us, which probably put it down towards his neck of the woods. And
yeah, it's real bad around Lavaca right now, Port Lavaca.
Yeah, they're growing because it's getting to be more and more of a light show, so it's kind of coming together like the weatherman said yesterday evening and what I saw on the forecast at about daylight or so, we ought to start seeing more and more precipitation along here. So I think a lot of the boaters are erring on the caution side and not venturing out or going out too far anyway, so we'll kind of see how things go. But week wise and fishing wise, it's been pretty good. We've had a smattering of fish caught that I've seen come in there at the store. Passed by the cleaning table a while ago, and there's quite a few scales laying around, so some people were cleaning some fish, and I have seen some few trout and a few redfish this last week. And then we had a couple of bull redfish that have entered into this little Texas City Dyke bull red tournament that I kicked off here a week or so ago. We got about 50 people in it already and a couple of entries. And the two fish entered are exactly the same length, 41 and a quarter inches. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens when the red run officially kicks off here after we get a cool front or two. So
yeah.
Hopefully things will be active that way, and they usually are, and that'll kind of roll right on into flounder season. But, you know, you even mentioned it a couple of times already this summer that flounder have made a pretty good showing, and a lot of folks are catching flounder.
Yeah, they have.
Somebody caught a limit here off the dike just the other day and posted it up on a little fishing group site, and some of the ones are being caught or just from guys that are throwing some tails right along the rocks there on the channel side, just bouncing them up and down along the granite rocks there on the, so that's good to see. I'm glad to see it. And then and it won't be long, Mickey. It's going to be October 1st when we have our dyke flounder tournament. I say dyke, but it's open it's opened up on the whole Galveston Bay area, but we got to get things going. It's going to be September here in just a few days, and then October 1st we'll have that flounder tournament going, and there'll be a couple other ones too. I know our buddy Fish Sticks Lures Hunter Welch is putting on a big tournament every year now, and it's just growing in leaps and bounds, and he's going to have that one going in the middle part of October. So got a lot of fun things going on. That crazy nut chicken boy Joe, he's spicing up my tournament big. I can't even say yet what he's doing because we haven't sat down and arm wrestled to see who's going to win on what all he's got going, but he's going to put some hot sauce on our tournament. He's going to do some fun things, so we're looking forward to all that stuff. But anyway, that's what's going here on here on the Texas City Dyke, Captain.
Well, it's always good to hear, and I guess bait supply is good there at Boyd's.
I stopped by there, thanks for asking, just a little while ago, and we had a pretty good selection and size of live shrimp, and we had a fresh batch of live croaker come in late yesterday, and there was still quite a few there in that tank, and I think we had some in the other one. So yeah, we're looking pretty good, and then as always, a pretty good assortment of dead bait as well. And then if somebody is hungry, I think we're in pretty good shape on table shrimp too, Captain.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. All right. Well, hey, throw out that valuable number at Boyd. Somebody wants to call down before they come.
Boyd's One Stop. It's 409-945-4001, right at the base of the dike on the right-hand side heading in. Thank you, Mickey. Have a good weekend, and help me out with those Astros so I don't have to be eating so much.
I will. Maybe they'll get those bats heated up again and where those pitchers can relax a little better. 6-0 lead going in the top of the ninth should be enough, but last night it almost wasn't. I'm glad I went to bed. All right, buddy.
I mean it to you.
Dave, always a pleasure. You have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy
See you,
it.
Man.
Everybody be safe on the water. Bye-bye.
We are. Take care, man. Take care. All right, that's Texas City Dave. All right, next up, we're going to go to sunny San Leon. I don't know how sunny it'll stay today with these showers popping up everywhere, but we're going to go talk to Steve Hillman. Captain Steve, what is up, man?
Morning, Mickey.
Morning,
What's
going Captain.
On?
You getting them?
Captain?
You getting them, Captain? You getting
we're
them, Captain?
Getting them. We're almost done.
Are you?
I'm fishing on those lights, those little trout that that Tech City Dave was talking about, that's us under these lights out here at the end of the night. I got my generator going. I decided to switch things up a little bit. Now I'm headed to the ramp. I've had a hell of a morning already. I pulled my boat out of the building and had a flat tire, like the fourth flat tire I've had in like 3 weeks.
Man, you have been limping, dude. What were you driving?
I don't know. I mean, I'm paranoid now. Everywhere I stop, I get out and look around the truck and the trailer for screws and nails. I don't know what's
going
on.
Hey, the other day when I went with you, when we came in and got ready to go home, we couldn't leave. You had a flat. We had to change your tire.
Yeah, I had that big machine bolt in it. That was weird. But, I mean, I've got all the stuff to fix it. I put some air in it this morning. I saw it. It's a nail, looks like. And I went ahead and put my little compressor in the truck. So, because I know when I get them from fishing, I'm going to have a flat. And I'll just I'll take it off there and plug it and air it up. I keep plugs in the truck. No big deal. But, yeah, I don't know where I'm picking all this stuff up. And then I just hit a bug. And I can't get this bug off my windshield. I don't know what this damn thing ate before it hit my windshield. I'm about to use all the wiper fluid. I can't even see through my windshield.
Well, it's been coming up at night and then laying down at daylight. And
yeah.
Let's see what we got now. I know with all these storms popping up everywhere, it's still like south at 13 to 16 offshore. Eagle Point south 11 to 14. So, yeah, we've still got a little bit of south wind to contend with there, bub.
Oh, yuck. Oh, well. I got two guys. I was supposed to have three. I got two, and they stayed down here, stayed in the hotel last night, so we're going.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get in 4 or 5 hours before we get swallowed up by storms.
Well, maybe
been
so.
Doing a pretty
looks
good
like
job of dodging it.
Most of the storms are down towards Matagorda and Port Lavaca, that area. They're out in the Gulf, moving inland. And farther down the coast you go, the wind gets a little bit stronger, and up this way it lightens up, and then over in towards, you know, Calcasieu and Sabine, it's real light this morning, like 4 miles per hour. But that's where we're at. Galveston Fishing Piers 13 there on the beachfront. North Jetty's 14. So yeah, you got a south wind, brother.
It's been pretty nice all week.
Yeah, it has.
Fished every day, but what day?
Yesterday.
I didn't fish yesterday because I had a little two boat deal and. They actually pulled the plug on that about a week and a half ago, and quite frankly, I didn't even call anybody to try to fill it because I still got things I'm behind on at the house and stuff like that. Went and ran some errands and everything yesterday and spent money instead of making money. But the days that I fished, it was just same old deal, just an up and down type of thing, you know. I guess going back to last Saturday, had a family with me, and it's like I was telling you the other day, it's like tarpon fishing. We went 10 for 17 on Saturday. Sunday I canceled because it was blowing. We got down to the ramp at the guy's Arkansas, and it was blowing 22 out of the south-southwest Sunday morning. We sit there and hemmed and hawed and looked at each other and all that. I didn't know these guys from Adam. They were one of my regulars hooked me up with them. It was like his cousins or something from Arkansas. And they wanted to go bad, and I said, man, I can't. I said, look around this parking lot. There's nobody here. I said, that's because everybody canceled. I said, we're the only ones here. And anyway, talked them out of it. They got on mule lip and everything. I said, well, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just going to be stealing money from you, and here in about an hour you're going to hate me, and I'm going to hate you, so we're not going to do this. So then Monday, had three regular guys, and we went 15 for 17 on Monday, and then Tuesday went and did the same thing. You know, I told you before, I'm running, hitting three or four of the same little patches of fish. They're all about maybe 2 to 5 miles apart and doing the same thing every day. So did okay Monday, went back Tuesday and caught four keepers.
Wow.
We caught like 60. But they all turned into little babies on us. Mm-hmm. And I had two damn good fishermen with me.
Yeah.
Now, in all honesty, storms did get us. We came in at like 11, but still, should have caught more than that. And then Wednesday, I go back, because I'm real smart like this, I go back and do the same thing again. And we actually caught some fish. We had a really good day. And caught quite a few, catching quite a few on topwater now, too. At times.
Yeah.
But same old deal. Most of them on plastics, but a few on top water. But the one thing I did do that I'm doing differently is we're not throwing 1/8 ounce jig heads hardly at all now. Pretty much throwing 1/16 ounce, and if we do throw 1/8, it's that little Pro Elite like James likes to throw.
That's what I like. I'm hooked on that Pro Elite. It's a lot lighter head than everybody else's head. Their eighth ounce is like everybody else's 1/16.
Correct. So basically, we're throwing 1/16.
Yeah.
And it makes a difference. These fish are suspended. I mean, I was catching some on top water in 8-9 foot of water that day. They're not on the bottom. That water temperature, I guess all these showers and everything, and maybe some good tide changes helped it, but. Last week, I remember a couple of days when the surface water temp hit 90, and I haven't seen it over 85 this week while I've been out there. Now, we're not fishing real late, but most days we're coming in around noon. But it's been 84.5, 85, 85.2, so something cooled it off, I guess, the showers. And maybe that's helping our bite a little bit, too, you know, putting some more oxygen into the water and whatnot. But who knows? Every time I think we got them, we don't. I mean, I go back out there and catch 4. So
yeah, I understand.
It's just, it's inconsistent.
It's been tough. If you're a lure fisherman, it's been a tough summer.
Yeah,
it sure has.
But we are having more good days than bad. I will say that. And good is a relative term for these days.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, our cull factor is way down now. The bar has been lowered.
Right. But we were, up until this week, we're catching more on rat tail style baits, you know, bass and just straight tails and little johns. And we seem to be getting a better bite on paddle tail style baits now. You know, the mirror lure soft sheds, bass sass and sea shed, down south, anything with a paddle on it seems to be working better. And kind of having to go back to that flat lining deal, not jigging it as much, just swimming it. So that part's changed, and we're not seeing the rafts of mullet that I've been seeing for weeks on end. Everything looks kind of dead, but they are slicking a little bit. So that's how we're finding them. But that's it. I'm pulling up right now. Oh, they got some new flags flying. I wonder if they got somebody to operate this bait camp. I mean, there's some people here this morning. Good grief.
Have they even had bait at Topwater this year?
No, not to my knowledge, but they got 3 brand new flags flying, and there's a light on in there.
Oh,
dang. There's my guys standing here all ready to go looking at these flags that I'm looking at.
Yeah, you got a little bit of breeze this morning.
Yeah, no, it looks like it's every bit of 12 or 13 here. Looks like south-southeast-ish.
That's what I was showing earlier, due south at 13 to 14 at Eagle Point. That's right next door to where you're at, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is. It's been that way all summer. You just, every day is different. You know, when they call for wind, we hadn't had much, and then when they call for it to lay down, a light south wind, which we know there's no such thing.
No such thing.
It's a light south wind. Only when it lays or it starts beginning to blow. But usually if it's due south, it's going to blow at least, you know, 12, 15, 18 miles an hour.
Exactly. It's like the other day we were talking, I saw that forecast. I don't know what day it was. It said southwest 5 to 10. I just laughed.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as southwest.
Yeah, and that's the morning you showed up and the guys from Arkansas, you had to send them back home. It was over
20.
I remember that morning.
Yeah.
Kept me from going. I said, "No, I don't want any of this."
Yeah. Man, there's some lightning. It's off in the distance.
Yeah, is it back to your south and west?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Yeah, that's all that stuff up down there by Port Lavaca and Matagorda. There's a lot of it out in the Gulf, moving inland. Oh well. Well, anyway, Steve. I'll let you get to your people and can't wait to get that boat in. Go out there and get them, man. Get them.
Oh yeah. These guys have a good attitude. Everybody has the right attitude right now. We seem to be doing okay. So I had a group the other day. One guy, all he could talk about was limits this, limits that. I said, when are y'all going to be ready to go in? I said, how much longer can y'all fish? He said, till we got our limit. And I said, well, Daniel, you better go ahead and get you another night at the Fairfield Inn, because if you want a limit,
yeah,
we don't get
hope you brought your supper and your lantern.
Exactly. But
you made
the guys
any.
That just want to go fishing, that just want to go fishing, we're doing pretty good because they got the right attitude, you know. So,
yeah.
Anywho, that's it, brother.
All right, Hillman. Well, always a pleasure, man. If somebody wants to call you about going fishing with you, I highly recommend it. Throw them out a number.
409-256-7937.
All right, Steve. You have a good day, man. I'll talk to you on the backside. See you, buddy.
All right, man. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Steve. All right. All right, that's Captain Steve Hillman down in sunny San Leon. Well, that's it. That's all the time we have for today's show. But you know what? We'll be back in the morning, Saturday morning, bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.